The digital retuning will affect everyone. Dennis, first question for you. If I haven't done anything, says Mary, in relation to the television that she has, if I haven't done anything, so I'm presuming, Mary, you haven't done anything, what's the worst outcome?
Well, the worst outcome tomorrow, because tomorrow is just the first stage of the digital switchover, when BBC Two analog goes off. So if she hasn't done anything, and she's just on analog, she'll lose BBC Two. And what I suggest is that she goes out and buys herself a set-top box. That's the simplest way for anybody to move to digital, and they can be had for as little as £20. Now, everybody will have to retune, though, Frank. Anybody who's on Freeview, if you're getting Freeview already, you will have to do a retune sometime later on in the day tomorrow, or any time after tomorrow. And if you're not getting Freeview, and that's around about a third of households in Northern Ireland who will get Freeview for the first time tomorrow, they'll get the BBC suite of channels. If they want to get those, they'll need to do a retune as well.
So if you're in an area where previously you couldn't get Freeview, but you had the equipment, you had a Freeview-ready TV, but you couldn't actually get any signal on it, from tomorrow, when you switch it on, you will find there's a BBC service on it.
That's right, yes. But you will need to do a retune. Sometimes it's called a retune, sometimes it's called a rescan. You just go into your menu, go to setup, and then look for, the words. My own TV, for instance, says, auto-tune, and then it sort of goes from there pretty much on its own. But if anybody has any difficulty, there is help available. You can go to our website, digitaluk.co.uk, or you can ring our advice line, 08456 505050. There's lots of help around, Frank. We've got we've a roadshow outside the City Hall tomorrow. We've advice points in Ballycastle, Larne, Downpatrick, Newry, Cookstown, Enniskillen. The BBC Switchover Help Scheme has people at the Conswater Shopping Centre. So there's help on the ground, but also, as I say, you can ring the advice number or go to the website.
Marcus on the text says, why is it happening over two different days?
Good question. It's happening over two different days because we've found that over the course of all the other switchovers across the UK, it's good to give people a bit of a heads up, to give them a rehearsal, if you like. And this is a chance for people to do that. And that's why that's what happens over two dates.
With regards to everyone who has taken the steps and who now have some form of Freeview system or Freeview service, regardless of their technical knowledge, they'll be able to get through this in terms of the retuning, I presume, unless you're totally inept with regards to retuning.
Well, so far, across the other 13 regions of the UK, people have managed to get through it. But as I say, if anybody has any doubts whatsoever, there is help available. Go to the website or ring the advice line, 08456 505050, or go down to one of the, there's a roadshow outside the City Hall. There's another one both tomorrow and Thursday. There's another one up in Derry outside the Guildhall with the advice points. So there's lots of help out there.
Jennifer saying that her service on Freeview is intermittent. I presume that's going to be upped tomorrow on BBC. You're putting more fuel through to the spark tomorrow.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, what she might find is that across all the channels, it won't get better until the 24th, when the whole of the switchover process takes place. But she should see an improvement in the BBC channels.
And it's, I suppose, never too late to go out and get a set-top box. If you have, for example, and a few people are referring to second and third televisions they have in the house, if they've done nothing about them, they've got to get some little piece of kit, and it's got to be able to link into an aerial.
That's right. If you haven't done anything at all, go out and get a set-top box. As I say, they're as cheap as they can be got for as cheaply as £20. I mean, do look for the digital tick. I mean, one note that I would say is that if you want to get RTE, and RTE will be more widely available as from the 24th, as from the second day to switch over, you will need Freeview HD equipment.
And what is the difference between Freeview HD and the standard Freeview box?
Well, there's a little bit of a difference in cost. You can get, I think, Freeview HD for about £40. And quality. Freeview HD is the latest technology, if you like.
And if you buy a Freeview HD box and you plug it into your television and you don't get any RTE signal at the moment, will you automatically get RTE?
Well, if you're getting RTE already and something about 55-60% of people get RTE already, what will happen is that changes to digital, so they will need some kind of equipment to continue to get RTE. But if you're getting it already, you should almost certainly continue to get it. Now, as part of intergovernmental agreements, RTE will be made more widely available. So it will be on transmitters in Belfast, Carnbunny, Broha Mountain. And for that, there are people who have never had RTE before, but they will need Freeview HD equipment. I mean, your television might already be Freeview HD. But of course, you know, you will need an aerial. Now, for those people who will be getting it for the first time, it will come through Freeview, so it'll come along with their other channels. And for those people who have always got RTE in the past from transmitters across the border, generally speaking, they have a second aerial, so that will continue to work for them.
So you would have to have a specific aerial for RTE, an RTE aerial?
Yeah, but for most people, as I say, I don't think many people have to go out and buy a new aerial, because if you've been getting RTE, you've almost certainly got an aerial to do that. And if you're going to be getting it from one of the new services, it will come along with your Freeview channels.
Yeah, but I was thinking more of people, say, in the likes of Belfast, who've never had RTE in their life. How do they go about getting it?
Well, as I say, that it will be available from Black Mountain. So if they're tuned to Divis and Black Mountain, fairly close to each other, they may need a new aerial, but really, in cases like that, I would recommend that you speak to your retailer.
With regards to the next few weeks, is it hugely important to you as the man in charge to keep getting the message out, or will it happen naturally now if everyone has the equipment that they need?
Well, nothing happens naturally with technology. People do have to do something. But as I say, on the whole, it's generally just a retune. For most people tomorrow, if you've been getting Freeview in the past, well, you'll need to do a retune. If this is the first time and there is something like a third of all households will be getting Freeview for the first time, you'll have your new piece of equipment or your television. And again, you'll do a retune and the new channels will come up. And of course, lots of people in Northern Ireland are on either Sky or cable. If you have a satellite system or a cable system that goes to your television, well, you don't have to do anything. They're already digital. There's no need to do anything in cases like that.
That's one of the questions from a lady called Samantha. She says she has the blue menu from Sky, but she doesn't pay anything to Sky. So she's wondering what the situation is with regards to her. I presume she bought the service on a one-off payment at some point in the past, and whatever deal she has with Sky, she doesn't pay anything more to Sky, but she does have a blue menu. If she has that blue Sky menu, she's got digital.
She's got digital, yeah, yeah. There are people who you can sort of be on FreeSat through Sky, or you can go your own way and get satellite equipment and be on FreeSat, and in which case you're not paying a subscription. But if you've got the blue menu, you're getting digital television.
If you're over 75 or eligible disabled, can you still get the assistance that has been advertised right up to date?
Exactly. Yes, you can. The switchover help scheme, it's available now, and it will stay open until a month after switchover. So that's up until the 24th of November. The helpline number for that is 0800 40 85 900. 0800 40 85 900. So you can get advice from there. You can also get advice. They'll be at the Conswater Shopping Centre tomorrow. And then on the 24th, they'll be at the Kennedy Centre in Andersonstown.
Lovely stuff. Dennis, it's all very helpful. Of course, you've got a website. Just remind us of that, please.
It's www.digitaluk.co.uk. Lots of advice there. And also, as I say, the advice line, 08456 50 50 50.
Good stuff. Dennis Walensky, Digital UK National Manager here in Northern Ireland. Thanks for your time, Dennis. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
So there you go. It's tomorrow for BBC Two. It's Stage 1, Stage 2. 10th of October is tomorrow. If you haven't done anything, you will lose BBC Two tomorrow. And if you have done something, well, you're going to have to do a little bit of retuning tomorrow. If you have your remote control, follow the instructions on the screen. It should be easy enough. Then Stage 2, which is the bigger step, is the 24th of October. Okay, I hope that's been helpful. We will, of course, revisit it again before the 24th of October to ensure that everyone has a smooth switch over to digital.